And it is John Gibbons with a little bit of a transfer special, because we'll have seen overnight a little bit more linking Liverpool with Kaya Kez, who we gather Liverpool have been long-time admirers from, but a bit more substance in the story coming from the IP pair overnight. And Mark Douglas, who co-wrote the story, he's been very keen to share the glory on this one. Fair play to you, Mark. I would not be the same. who co-wrote this story, suggesting that Liverpool are currently front runners for the very talented fullback. So, I mean, first of all, Mark Douglas, thanks a lot for coming on.
Yeah, no worries, no worries. Pleasure, absolute pleasure. Love your work.
So, like I said before, Kaya Kez is a name that lots of people will be aware of. He's a lot of eye-catching performances for him from Bournemouth this season, and Liverpool have been amongst quite a few clubs who are linked with him. But it is your understanding, you know, from the last couple of weeks and the work that you guys have done, that he's not necessarily definitely going to Liverpool, because that's going to happen in transfers, but Liverpool seem to be the club that he most favours.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our information is that he's on the shortlist of three clubs specifically. I think that Bournemouth are aware of in particular. One of them's Manchester City, one of them's Manchester United, and one of them's Liverpool, which I think is, you know, not exactly groundbreaking news. I think what has become very clear to us in the last week, and we sort of, like, me and Pete Hall, who's a kind of guy based in the Northwest, is that he's very much favouring, I think, or the people around him are very much favouring the idea of going to Liverpool, thinks it would work in terms of his next career steps, and it's very much where he's favouring and where he'd want to go, which I think kind of makes sense when you think about the links there are there. Obviously, there is, you know, the director of football link is an absolutely huge one. But I think what's been clear, I think, from our conversations in the last couple of weeks, is that there's a real feeling that, you know, it would be a good career move for him to go there as well. So there's, you know, I mean, obviously, as you said, nothing absolutely certain. And, you know, look, there's a selling club in this as well. And what Bournemouth are doing, I think we shouldn't sort of think that they're a club that are just there for people to come and pick their players. They've got players there on long-term contracts. They've got four or five really highly rated players who all the top clubs are kind of after as well. So it's not going to be a question of, as soon as the summer comes around, Liverpool just pick him off. But I think if there's the will and there's the finance there, and clearly there's a need at Liverpool to bring in a left back and bring in somebody who fits this profile. He's young. He's obviously got massive potential and he does everything that Liverpool need him to do. So it feels like that's the way that things are going. And obviously the fact that they're poised to beat two clubs who are, you know, they're in the market for a lot of the similar kind of players. And then left back's obviously a massively important position for every club now. It used to be the left back would be kind of the 14th thing we had to do. But now, because fullbacks are so important in the modern world, they need it. And obviously Bournemouth have gone out and signed a guy who's a ready-made replacement. They're kind of doing the Brighton thing, aren't they? I think incredibly well-run club when you kind of look into them as well. But, you know, they know that they probably need to sell to fund their own ambitions,